want to tell you about an experience I had, and Mrs. Fisher plays into this, in the Holy Land. This gospel that you just heard, we, along with about 50 other pilgrims, had the privilege of standing in the very spot where Jesus wept. And so when you come down, it's called the Mount of Olives, and it's near the Garden of Gethsemane, and that's where Jesus prayed before he was arrested. And so we're coming down the hill, going through the road, and you get to this kind of a landing on the mountain, and what you can see across the valley is the whole city of Jerusalem. It's kind of like the perfect picture. You can see the big golden dome and all the domes of the other churches. And our tour guide, his name was Rauf. Really cool guy, Rauf, and a cool name too. He would always read a scripture passage from whatever site we went to. And so he read this, and he was taking pictures for us and everything like that. And what another pilgrim mentioned to me, and I didn't realize right away, is there's this church there, small little church. And so when you go in the church, to the right is the altar, and then behind the altar is this big window. And it's kind of like an arch window. Do you remember this, Miss? Yeah. This arch window. And someone pointed out to me, you know, look, there's a cross in the window. So kind of like, I don't know if I'd say etched in, but kind of in the window is this cross. And her point was, to see Jerusalem, to see the place where Jesus was raised from the dead, where he died on the cross, we look through the cross. And it was just kind of this neat moment to kind of have that image. The other thing that I realized, part of the help of Mrs. Fisher sharing this with me, but here we are in the spot where Jesus wept. Now, does anyone know the other time in the Gospels where Jesus wept? Anybody? Go for it, since I'm, yeah. Yeah, when Lazarus died, one of Jesus' best friends. In fact, that's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. So realize, you know, it's not just, okay, Jesus got a little emotional. It's not that he got misty-eyed. It's not even that he cried. But Jesus wept. So why did he weep in this gospel? Well, he's looking out at Jerusalem, and in his divinity, because he's God, he was calling to mind what would happen if the people weren't faithful to him. So the destruction of the temple, the wars that would happen, all the pain that those people would suffer, he was calling all of that to mind, and he wept. He wept not out of anger. I don't even think he wept out of disappointment, really. I mean, maybe a little bit. He wept out of love. You see, he loves every single one of us so much. He loved all those people he was thinking of in that moment so much that to think of anything bad happening to them caused him to weep. It hurt his heart. The same thing holds true for us. Because you see, and this isn't always fun to think about, but we have to think about every once in a while, when we sin, when we do things that we know are wrong, when we do things that we know aren't in accord with Catholic teaching, that aren't moral, that just aren't good, it hurts Jesus' heart. He weeps for us the same way he wept for those people 2,000 years ago, because he loves us. And he wants us to be happy, to be healthy, to be holy, to be in relationship with him. And so, this is kind of a good timing, because last night, I think you guys have been praying for First Reconciliation Kids. I know at least one of the classes has. But last night and on Saturday, our formation kids celebrated their first reconciliation. And you guys maybe remember your first reconciliation. But think, or anytime you go to confession, we just had lunchtime confessions, all schools coming up. But think of the times when you leave confession. How you feel like the weight's come off. The burden's gone. you feel clean again. I know Father Dennis has talked about like getting clean, leaving the confessional. But there's just that really good feeling that you can't quite describe. That's how Jesus wants us to feel all the time. And that's why we have the sacraments like reconciliation. We have opportunities to come and pray. We have the Mass. That's why we talk about all the different chances Jesus gives us to do good things. Because even though we might fail every once in a while, and we might make Jesus sad, that's not the end of the story. I often tell people, like when they, we do examination of consciences or we review our day, our week, whatever it might be, it's really, really important that we think of the ways we can be better. That we recall the times that we sinned and we ask forgiveness. That's really important for us. But that can't be the only thing that we do. Because whenever we have that kind of reflection, it's important to also look at all the ways that God came to us. To remember all the ways that God healed us from our sin. The good moments, the positives. So it's not thinking, okay, only the good things and just forgetting the ways I'm bad. That's not good. But we also don't just focus totally on the ways that we fail and then, feel sad and hang our heads. It's both. Because when we reflect on our sin, like before a confession or something like that, what comes of that? Jesus' love and forgiveness. And then that really good feeling when you leave the confessional. So maybe today or this week, over the weekend, maybe that can be something to pray about. Especially with all school reconciliation coming up in a few weeks, is to think of, okay, what are some of the ways that maybe I've hurt Jesus? And then bring that to him. Tell him you're sorry. And then let him love you and forgive you. Because when I was looking through that window in that church, it wasn't that the cross was the only thing we saw. We saw through the cross to the dome of the church where the resurrection happened. Because our story doesn't end with our sin. It doesn't end with the cross. It doesn't end with death. It begins and it continues with the empty tomb and with Jesus' love. So together, through trying to do the right thing, through our common prayer, through this faith community, let's be happy. And let's do all we can to make Jesus happy.